The Supreme Court has quietly approved new rules that could give access to all your digital information. Fox News chief legal correspondent Shannon Bream is here to explain. Good evening, Shannon.
Good to see you, Brett. Well, the Justice Department could soon have these sweeping new powers to hack into the phones and computers of millions of Americans. As Brett said, even if they're not accused of doing anything wrong, that is, unless Congress puts a stop to it. The power stems from a federal rule change that the administration has been pushing for over the last couple of years, and one that's now been approved by the U.S. Supreme Court. So, without ever hearing a case or controversy on the topic, the nation's highest court has given Justice Department prosecutors the ability to go to any single federal magistrate and get a warrant that could allow the government to break into secure systems, search, copy, and transmit private files, and do this anywhere in the world. The administration says it's a necessary change because of the ability of suspects to anonymize their locations. Well, Oregon Democrat Senator Ron Wyden says the plan would give the FBI authority to secretly probe into hundreds of thousands of computers that belong to innocent third parties and even crime victims. Speaking out against the move, Google said this, quote, "It invariably expands the scope of law enforcement searches, weakens the Fourth Amendment's particularity and notice requirements, and opens the door to potentially unreasonable searches and seizures. Only Congress can put the brakes on the plan, but lawmakers would have to act swiftly in the midst of an election year and potentially into a lame duck session. The rule changes go into effect December 1st if Congress doesn't put a stop to them. And there is bipartisan pushback from a growing coalition of senators. Democrat Patrick Leahy and Republican Mike Lee, they're leading the charge. They've officially asked Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley to hold a hearing. Brits, no word tonight on whether Grassley plans to do so. Lee's office says they're still waiting to hear back. In the meantime, Wyden says he is going to introduce legislation and try to get it done before that deadline.
Now, I'm a little surprised to hear the Supreme Court just kind of did this. Now, you mentioned that there was no case filed, right? So what is this power the Supreme Court was exercising but with no case before it?
Right. Well, the federal judiciary has different rules committees, and they proposed changes along the way. It's something that the administration, through the Justice Department, has been pushing for. So all these recommendations then bubble to the Supreme Court, which has now approved these amendments, so only Congress can stop it.
So this is a power the court has always had, and it's just we don't hear about it very much.
Right. It's something that's done very quietly, and that's why these senators are getting together to sound the alarm, because they say it'll be over before anybody has a chance to object.